Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced. Freedom cannot. Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested, but not mandatory.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Sorry. I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny as...
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
Rock has two words of advice for you. Simply put, get ready.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Business can make dreams come true.
The H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
On your butt.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from the Colorado Media School here in Denver, Colorado. It is that time again. It is the H-Train Show. We're here. Our only mission is to show our veterans and our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H-Train, and we've got Smitty back. And
sweet chocolate.
There we go. So we apologize. We're still working out the kinks. I'm learning how to communicate with our new sound guy DJ, which apparently I'm really terrible at that. But for everybody, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us, DJ. Hit that train. Thank you for riding with us. And just so you know, if you didn't already, today's first segment is the ever so popular Anything is Possible with Smitty. He'll be answering any questions that you have concerning dogs.
What I can answer.
Yes. Well, you know everything, man. I'm really surprised.
Not everything.
And then we will be talking about the What Does segment. We're going to find out. There's a lot of feedback about this situation. Did she say that word? Did she not say that word? But, you know, I'm going to say right now, ultimately, if you did say that word, you wouldn't own up to it, you know?
She definitely said it.
You know? But we'll get into that. Today's tribute to the troop. I don't want to steal anybody's thunder. You guys want to tell me?
The tribute to the troop today?
Yeah. Tell
today
us.
Today we have Charles Albert Williams from World War II.
There we go. Yes, and we have a person that just messaged us, and I'm going to share my thoughts on this. This weekend, I guess it would be the weekend, right? This weekend, what?
I'm going to move.
Me move forward or me move over. Back? Oh.
Left.
Over.
Oh.
Left. To the left.
To the left. To the left.
Okay. All right. So this weekend we lost a legend due to a helicopter crash. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
And his daughter.
When he played against the Nuggets, I mean, he's such a good player that I hated him when he played against the Nuggets. But he was a legend. He did a lot of things. And I had wrote on Facebook about this that, you know, after this incident happened, there's a lot of people, you know, saying, hey, rest in peace, blah, blah, blah. And there's a lot of people saying, hey, wait a minute here. This guy is a rapist. Well, let me tell you something. In this world, it's just sad to say, and this is just the truth, you can do 50 things right and then make one mistake or make a bad decision or do something stupid, and you're remembered for that forever. That kind of tarnishes your life, okay? And some of those individuals that I'm talking about, for instance, is, you know, Michael Vick. You know, what he did was horrific. It was a terrible thing. But he's done a lot for charity. He's done his time in jail. Mm-hmm. But when he dies, instead of people recognizing him as one of the great quarterbacks during his time,
they're going to remember the bad things.
They're going to remember the bad things. And, you know, I'm not making this stuff up.
Dog fighting, right?
Yeah. I'm not making this stuff up. That's just how it is. But I will say this. I feel bad and my heart goes out to the family because guess what? He's still a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And as a human being, our hearts should go out to him. And he lost his 13-year-old daughter.
Yeah,
I don't have kids. I don't know if you have kids. Neither one of you guys. Nope. Okay, so we're in the no kids club. Okay. but losing a 13-year-old daughter, that's just sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so instead of us focusing on the negative, mm-hmm. Let's focus on the positive because, unfortunately, he can't come back and, you know, rebuttal all the bad things that are being said from, you know, when we say rest in peace, let him rest in peace, people.
Well, can I say, it's really sad for his wife now. Yeah. You have to lose your husband and your daughter in the same time. And also about the, like, rapist comments that in their family, they didn't speak about it. And she wrote on Facebook or Twitter, one of the two. And she was like, now that it's all over the stuff, she has to tell her other children, like, oh, yeah, your dad also went through this. So it's very hard for her. And my heart's out for her, too.
Oh, I bet. I bet it's really, really hard. So that's my opinion about that, and I just want to make sure that our feed is still loading. And I'm gonna give a shout out to DJ. DJ does such a great job, and I'm such a control freak, and he's learning that, and he's doing pretty good at not slapping me. I can tell already he wants to slap me. And I even got his microphone thing set up too, so that you know he can talk.
Okay. Man, a few words.
All right, and you know. She's not on air, but one of our interns here at NBR, I don't know if you've met her or not.
Briefly.
How do you pronounce your name again?
Sandy.
Okay.
That's not even hard.
You just add an S to my name.
Yeah, but I forgot her name. It sounds better if I say, hey,
Sandy.
What
if you do that to someone and they say, how do you pronounce your name? You're like, Bill.
Then, like in Germany, I'm screwed.
But, oh, my God.
So Sandy's an intern here at NBR. She wasn't military, but she was civilian. And we're working her podcast skills.
Okay.
So, and if you guys didn't know already, NBR is doing the show out here in the classroom. Here at the Colorado Media School, but I'm also teaching. I'm teaching individuals how to do radio, internet, and how to create a podcast. So I've been here since 12.
You know what we need to
12.
Do? You know what we need to do for that? We need to create a Patreon for that.
A Patreon?
Yeah, I think that's it, where you kind of put your teaching abilities online, and you can sell them for money.
Oh,
yeah.
I never thought about that. I look at it as, you know, NBR. One of our goals, what the design for NBR was, so that I could teach veterans not only how to DJ, but how to do the mixer and stuff. And, you know, later on down the line, those veterans can do, you know, weddings and birthday parties for other veterans. Because if you go to a DJ, they charge like $250, $300 an hour. And, you know, we served on the battlefield. You know, I don't think that we should have to, you know, spend a lot of money for DJ. Brother in arms, we need to take care of one another. And I believe that that's a thing that we need to do.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I created it. And then on the other side now with MBR, we don't play commercials. Mm. You know, we do spots if you have shows. But we don't play commercials. We play country in the morning, rock in the afternoon, and we play pop at night so that we can serve our veterans in Iraq and Afghanistan, because not everybody's likes to listen to country. Not everybody likes to listen to rock.
Yeah.
So, but our time is getting near. Just letting you guys know that at the end of the show, we will be hitting what is called a two-minute warning. We'll talk about what we've learned in the show, what we've discussed, kind of the itinerary. And then at the end of it, we'll talk about who we have on next week. Now, I can't remember if I told everybody, but today our nonprofit of the week is Honor and Remember. I had a great conversation with Jennifer Earp. Her and her husband do a lot of stuff. And she's gonna describe and tell everybody what the Honor and Remember is. It's very nice. It's like a run, and you go different places and you honor soldiers that have passed away.
Okay.
Nice. Kind of a respect thing. So great nonprofit. I love it. Smitty, before we go on our first music break, tell me, how did you enjoy your day off? That was your first day off.
Yeah, a day off from here, but I was still here, as you can remember. Still here working on projects and getting stuff done, so no days off for me ever.
Yeah, understandable, and I'm just glad that you're back with us,
mm-hmm.
Sweet Chocolate.
I'm happy, too.
You bring a happy vibe.
Is it
to
happy?
The show. Yeah, you do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like to be like I'm the person who calls everyone out. If that's what you consider happy, we need to talk, Joe.
No, she's happy, and today she hung vinyls on the wall, mm-hmm. doing like the daredevil thing.
I was up on the ledge.
A little catwalk.
Oh, yeah. We're going to call it that.
All right, well, everybody, it is that time. We are going to go on a music break. And when we come back off that music break, we'll hit into the Anything Is Possible with Smitty. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show. All right, and we are back. Am I on mute? Oh, okay. Evidently, I just can't hear myself. That's all right. All right, everybody, we are back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show. And ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. Hold on. Before I do that, I want to check something because it looks like our Twitch wasn't exactly connected. It's connecting now. I just want to make sure that we're connected. Now we're connected. And now it is that time, everybody. It is that time where is it? Before we hit that, I got too many scenes on here. I guess we're just not going to have that scene because I don't see it. But it is that time, everybody, where it's Anything's Possible, Smitty.
All right. What's going on, everyone?
Now it's time for Anything is Possible with Smitty.
I like your song.
Oh, there we go. And DJ did that. He's awesome. I'm telling you. Yeah, he is.
He's nice.
Yeah, he is. I just he sometimes scares me when I touch his controllers.
Well, then don't touch.
I know.
You haven't learned yet.
All right, so you know I'm going to do you a favor, Smitty. I'm going to go on here, and
I already have the questions.
Oh, you already got the questions. Okay.
I'm just going to go through the feed where you started asking people.
Okay.
And I'm kind of just going to start from the top and work my way down and see how far we can get.
All right. Fire it away, buddy.
All right. So it looks like we have a few barking questions and a poop-eating question.
Ew.
Yeah, that's always fun to deal with.
Yum, baby.
I'm just kidding. That's the worst. So yeah, let's start off with,
don't gag on me, sweet chocolate.
I don't have gag reflex.
Okay.
All right.
Back to the show.
Yeah, okay, this is PG-13.
It is. Your mind was in the gutter.
Probably.
I was stating a fact.
You killed me.
Oh boy.
So, one of the biggest things with dogs, I believe, that a lot of people don't seem to understand, and it's like one of the founding things that like is really interesting to me, between like the difference between dogs and humans.
Okay.
So the main thing is dogs associate, meaning they only understand A equals B, right?
Okay.
So if like Pavlov's law, basically. Mm-hmm. Ring a bell.
Food.
Give a dog a treat. Ring a bell. Give a dog a treat. Ring a bell. The dog starts to salivate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's basic Pavlov. So with dogs, they associate. They only understand A equals B. Humans, on the other hand, we reason. We can reason anything.
We're messed up.
So we can understand that A equals B, but we can reason skipping B. And skipping C and skipping the process, but dogs are completely unable to do that entirely. That's why it's called Pavlov. The Pavlov training theory is because he created that, and that's how just dogs think inherently. So with all of the negative behavior that you – or not negative behavior, but all the unwanted behavior that you don't want your dog to do, you have to make a – potential negative association with whatever that they are doing that you don't want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the times I've seen it's different things like eating poop, barking, jumping, all the bad stuff, all the unwanted behavior. You all right? You all right, sweet chocolate? Just because
okay,
I said
ahead.
It.
The eating the poop thing. Go ahead.
But I mean, some of it, it's just really interesting because most of it is all the same kind of thing. You just have to create a potential negative association with whatever that they are trying to do. So with jumping, you can stop jumping in a matter of minutes. You can stop barking in a matter of minutes.
When I went through the service dog training,
mm-hmm.
I'm just mentioning this because you're mentioning about the jumping part. They taught us when a dog jumps on you, turn away. Like, don't give them attention. Just, you know, turn away. And my wife, oh my gosh, she loves dogs so much. She's one of those, oh, I'm going to give you a treat because you're pretty. You know? I don't believe in giving treats. If you're pretty, you got to do something.
Yeah.
And I don't know. What is your thoughts on that? Do you feel that you should never award a dog a treat unless he's doing something or?
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, positive association, the positive training theory.
Uh-huh.
There's four quadrants to dog training. Positive reinforcement, which is adding a positive reinforcer like a treat or a toy or something that the dog wants. That essentially is their payday for whatever you want them to do. So if you're training basic obedience, you get the dog, you kind of start off with luring the dogs into position, and then you give a treat as soon as they're in that position within like within like 1 to 2, maybe 3 seconds at tops.
Wow. Okay.
Because you have to create that association in real time. And if you if the dog goes into a sit, but then you give it a treat by your hand and it's not sitting anymore, then it's not immediate. It's not immediate feedback for what you want that dog to do. So when I tell a dog to sit, or when I lure a dog into a sit position, I give it a treat as soon as it sits.
Okay.
And then I get the dog to maybe come to me a little bit more, and then I lure the dog back into a sit position, and I give it another treat. Positive or positive reinforcement basics.
Okay.
And then, I mean, you can kind of lure a dog with your hand, with a treat in your hand, properly in the first webbing of your first two fingers, so a dog doesn't want to nip you as much. If you hold a treat with your fingers like this,
yeah.
And if people can see it, I'm kind of like holding it like there's something in the like next on my fingertips, basically putting a treat in your fingertips. You're gonna get your fingers bitten off. A lot.
Okay.
And it's going to suck. You want to put it in the web of your fingers and then kind of like cup your thumb over it, and then kind of release your thumb when you give it to the dog. The dog has to kind of like put its muzzle in your hand, and then you release it and then give the dog the treat that way.
Okay.
It takes away from the dog wanting to nip your fingers because, I mean, it's just easy. Dog has to work to get the treat out of your hand if you hold it with your in the webbing of your fingers with your thumb over on top of it.
Nice.
But back to the poop eating and the jumping. You want to make an immediate. Again, you can do this in a matter of minutes with barking and jumping and just all out. All out bad or unwanted behavior.
Negative behavior.
Yes.
Okay.
So you want to, sometimes what I like to do is I like to entice the dog to jump and then just correct it immediately within 5 minutes. The dog never jumps on me again.
Okay.
And then you kind of introduce the dog to other people and other places and other things and kind of work on that again. But you don't want to just correct the dog for jumping every single time. You want to kind of work that into your training regimen where you are getting the dog to jump on higher objects eventually. I believe that helps build the dog's confidence, just getting up on higher objects and getting on a more level plane with us, kind of just builds that confidence up over time. I don't know why that is, but it's just interesting dog training theory.
He wants to be a real boy.
Yeah, and getting dogs onto higher objects, a different shape, size, texture, just builds their confidence over time because they can experience different things, experience different heights, experience different what is it? Just shape, size, and texture, and levels of all different kinds.
Cool.
And then you're going all over the place with them. You're introducing them to new neighborhoods and parks and objects and just getting your dog out and about, not having your dog stay at home all day, getting the experiences in life, just going out and enjoying it. So that's what dogs love to do. And as long as they're doing it with us, they have a good time.
Nice.
So so that's kind of jumping with the – now with – getting in those negative associations, you have to do it pretty quickly. So if your dog is off leash, you don't have any control. And you can't really make a negative association off leash without yelling at your dog or even worse, like throwing something at him, God forbid. Just totally crazy stuff. And so you can't really do stuff like that off leash. You have to have your dog on leash, to create those negative associations.
Okay.
And with doing that, you want to have a decent, training collar on your dog. I like flat collars and martingale collars, but
do that to dog. She is a huge dog lover.
I am too.
Oh, I know. But she has like a miniature dachshund. When she bought that thing, I did not know how much those little dogs bark.
Yes.
And I wish dogs could lose their voice, because then I wouldn't have to hear her all the time.
But you could train it. You can train that out of her.
But she does not want to do the electric thing.
That is the unfortunate thing. You have to have the will to do what is necessary for your dog, I believe. I have my 20-pound Chihuahua on an e-collar, and he really needs it. He really needs it. He is aggressive. My little Chihuahua is aggressive. He will bark and jump, and he is just a monster.
There we go. That's a little bit better.
That seems pretty nice. I don't know
why, but the green's like...
But, I've even put e-collars on mini Dachshunds. 6 pounds. 6-8 pounds, maybe. Tiny. So it's not...
E-collars...
I want to kind of clarify something. E-collars is not a shock collar. There is no arc going from prong to prong shocking the dog. E-collars are electronic muscle tens units, basically meant for dogs. It's just a small muscle stimulator that contracts the muscles in between the prongs, and it gives a slight sensation to the dog. The ones that I'm a big fan of are made by E-Collar Technologies. They make they just came out with a mini e-collar not too long ago, or maybe 9 months ago, I believe, and they're wonderful. You can put even a 4 or 5 pound dog on it at full weight, and it's completely safe for the dog. Now you have to. What I like about these e-collars is they're tailored to the lower end, non-working, non-high drive breeds. So all the basic family pets, not the working military police dogs that are out there doing crazy, amazing things. It's not really for those. They have higher end e-collars for that. This company makes e-collars for those dogs. But the smaller e-collars, I believe, are really nice for the just average house pet.
And before we continue, for our listeners and our watchers out in Facebook land, let us remind you that this is your time. If you have a question that you want to ask Smitty, this is the time to ask. This is his segment. Smitty basically has like a PhD in this dog training stuff.
Well, I wouldn't say
How
that.
How many years did you do this?
So I did the Army dog detection dog for a year, and then I've been training off and on since I've got out about 5 years ago.
Yeah, so you got
so a master's degree.
Oh, that's
not even.
He has a bachelor's and master's.
In my mind, my mentors taught me day one that even they've been doing this for 40 years. They were Air Force handlers. These guys are incredible. I mean, I think the entire company has over 200 years of dog training experience. The entire company. And that's a lot of experience, but still the owner of that company, he thinks he knows a fraction of nothing about dogs. I mean, the guy thinks he knows so little about dogs. He learns something new every day. He can learn something new every day for the rest of his life, and he'll still not know everything.
I think that's anything.
In my eyes, doing this for, 7 years now? I started in 2012. Working with dogs, I mean, I'm still at a fraction of anything as far as knowledge. But the knowledge that they gave me in that course and the knowledge that I've continued to learn is kind of a good baseline for all and any dog owners. Doesn't matter if you're police, military, or just a regular citizen with the average house pet. Dogs are dogs.
Right.
They are the way they are because that's the way they are.
and that makes sense. I mean, because I was a professional skier for almost 8 years, and I can tell you that I don't know everything. I was learning something every single day. So I know exactly what you mean by that.
And just to kind of cap this, the unwanted behavior thing that we're talking about. So the reason why I like e-collars rather than prong collars, and prong collars are those big metal scary collars that you see a bunch of police police military dogs with. I believe Kylie Jenner actually just got in trouble recently because she had a pinch collar on her, what I believe to be a Doberman.
Okay.
And the internet just went crazy because she had a pinch collar on this Doberman. And everybody thought she was like abusing this dog. It's like, it's a Doberman. Like, it's a bad dog. But like, I think they're completely fine. The only problem that I see with pinch collars and correction collars, a lot of people call what I call a correction collar a choke collar, just the long braided steel line that you put around your dog and kind of the old yank and crank collar training method, I believe it's called. I don't like those because you have to put action into your correction. And when you literally have to yank and crank on your dog, that gives everything goes down leash. So your dog is feeling that emotion coming out of your anger or just displeasure with whatever they just did because you are giving them a correction, right?
Okay.
So it just inherently it's a negative. That's negative, right? So you have positive and negative. Negative is you giving a negative correction to your dog and then you have to tell your dog to do something else, whatever you want them to do. And then when they do something that you do want them to do, even with training growing up from a puppy, even if you do have a pinch collar on your dog, it's a smart thing to start adding in rewards for that as well. So with it, whenever you're doing basic obedience with a dog with a pinch collar, as it's growing older, like maybe it gets 6 months to a year old, you put a pinch collar on.
I'm going to look and see if I can find like a picture of this pinch collar because I've never seen one before. Or maybe
I guarantee you have.
Or maybe I have and I just don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, they have the prongs that are poking in on the dog's neck, but they are rounded. I mean, everybody thinks they're like just straight up spikes or something that's going to pierce its neck.
Ow.
DJ. Yep. So, yeah. But yeah, so those tips on the end are rounded. They are not. I mean, they're not flat. They're not spikes. They are rounded pieces. And
so while we're doing this, keep talking. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show the folks at home what this pinch collar is.
And I will try to guide you through this. So the clip point to that should be just kind of going over pinch collar because I like them. They work and they're incredibly useful for dogs that definitely need them. You put the leash point at the back of the dog's neck, and you have to have these fit right because if you don't fit them right, that can actually do severe harm to your dog. So you have to actually know how to operate that tool because that's all it is. It's just a tool, and you can use it the right way or you can use it the wrong way. And a lot of people, if they don't get proper training from a trainer, they can use it the wrong way incredibly quickly. So you want to have that thing pretty snug. You can take off those individual links and you can fit it to your dog's neck to where you can just be able to grab the inside of it and rotate it around your dog's neck without it getting caught in their fur. So you have the leash point at the on the top part of their neck, and now with any collar, with the correctional collar like that, or a correction collar, or a choke collar, you want to have it up on the dog's neck as high as possible to and closest to their ears, because for like us, we have pressure points in back of our ears. When you get to that point, that dog kind of realizes like, okay, if I pull on this and I get that sensation, it doesn't feel good. So I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I saw that.
So you have to train your dog how to just walk with this thing and not pull on a leash. I believe that was another question that we had.
We
in the
do.
Chat as well.
We're running out of time, but we're going to try to answer this question real quick. He says, I have an English pointer shepherd mix, very intelligent dog. I work for a home and she gets bored when I'm at the desk. So she gets into the kitchen garbage, spraying anti-chew spray doesn't seem to help. So are we keeping the garbage when not in use in the guest bathroom. I realize she needs activity and think lunchtime walks would help. There is a 7 hours where I have to be working, and she has to behave. Do you have any suggestions or
I
tips
do.
For him?
Definitely.
Okay.
The first one I have is teach your dog a place command, which is basically getting your dog to sit or lay down on a defined object, like i.e. a dog cot or dog bed, any kind of object that is different from the floor. It has to be different from the floor. Again, raised objects are better, I believe. I'm a huge fan of Karanda beds. Anything that is like off the ground that your dog can't chew through, essentially.
Okay.
Because it's just a good dog bed. So with that, teach your dog the place command, getting the dog up onto that object, and work through the 3 Ds of dog training: duration, distance, and then distractions. And also teach your dog a leave it command. Again, you have to give that negative association whenever they go to that trash. So whenever they get to the trash, leave it, a slight stim on an e-collar or a slight pop on the collar with a prong collar, and then work on the recall with your dog, getting your dog to come back to you, and then going onto the place object, and then going into the down position. Now, that's kind of the short and sweet of it all, but that takes a lot of repetition, a lot of consistency, and a lot of variables. It can be quite complex, but it is absolutely essential if you want to get your dog to stop doing the wrong things.
Perfect, Smitty. Well, thank you so much for that. We concluded that, and when we come back, we're going to go on a music break, and then it's my favorite subject. I know it's your favorite subject. It's the What The segment. So stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H Train Show. Back. All right, everybody, we are back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H Train Show. And yes, and DJ, since we added the that new scene segment, you won't have to play that. So you can go ahead and click that out. But ladies and gentlemen, usually we just play the audio, but now DJ has created the video.
They're cool. Ooh. Tats, man.
Oh, for real. Thank you, bro. You yeah. see the Cobra?
Oh, yeah, what is this one?
Oh, this? That's my credo. No regrets.
Mm-hmm. You have no regrets?
Dad?
No.
Like not even a single letter?
No way. Not me.
Well, I love him. I think he's great.
Okay.
I think he's a real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection.
What the? All right, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for DJ. That was his idea. But the what the moment. So it happened, I believe, last night or either this morning. There is news going around, and you know, I've heard several reports. I've got a report saying that she has been fired. But I had another friend that told me that that news source that I was sharing, it wasn't showing anywhere else. But I'm just going to describe this to you guys real quick. So this woman, what she did was she, on MSNBC news anchor, she said the N-word. Now, in her tweet, and this is controversy, and I'm asking you listeners, what do you think she said? But she tweeted, "Please know I did not and I would never use a racist term," Allison Morris said in a tweet after the report bubbled. While reporting on the tragic news of Kobe Bryant's passing, She combined the name of the Knicks and the Lakers to say Nakers. Morris tweeted later on Sunday, please no. You know, I just read that. So this video is going viral, especially in the society, because let's face it, there is racism out mm-hmm. there. And anything slight like this, you know, it's going to bubble out. But this is my thinking. We're here at the Colorado Media School. If you say something wrong, we have a teleprompter. And what I was explaining to people is in the media business, that teleprompter, whatever is in that teleprompter is the script. The producers approve that. You don't add anything. Even if she didn't say Nakers or anything like that, okay? If the teleprompter says it's going to be a beautiful, windy day, and she says it's going to be a B-E-A, beautiful, you can't do that because that's not what was approved by the producer. Mm-hmm. So when she sits there and tells me that she made a mistake, I'm sorry, I don't buy it, okay? Mm-hmm. But if it was me, because we all know how great I pronounce stuff, if it was me and I said Nakers, I would have did this. Okay, my tongue got twisted. He played for the Knicks and the Lakers. See how I did that though? Yeah. Like I messed up.
Rebuttaled.
You know, hey, my tongue twisted. But that's what I think. We'll look on to Facebook land. Nobody has given their comments. It's kind of quiet today on Facebook land. In fact, you know what?
Oh,
I don't buy it.
I've seen it's pretty loud today. Everybody's been talking about Kobe and uh-huh. this incident. It's just been too much for me. I just wanted to like shut it down and be like, nope, going blackout for the day.
I'm
done with people.
I don't buy it because she has 10 plus years as an anchor. And it's just like, yeah, you could have said you made a mistake and everything. But it's just like, really? I don't buy you combining the Knicks, which name starts off. I mean, it starts off like Knicks, but you say Knicks and Lakers. So it's like with her experience, and then plus, even if you read the teleprompter, like they are given, like they go over what they're supposed to
right.
read before.
Yeah.
So I don't buy it as it was an accident or she misspoke or da 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 da. So
idiot.
Exactly. Well, you know, the thing is, I mean, let's be honest. If you do something and you get called on it, you're not going to say, oh, you know, hey, I'm sorry. I made the racial slur. You know, she didn't. She didn't say anything.
She just kept on rolling.
She just kept on rolling, you know.
But I give her that point. Yeah, I give her that point.
Exactly.
They have to keep going. If you make a mistake, you have to keep going.
Well, you can keep going, but don't fake the funk, man. You gotta, you know, you say, okay, look, I got my tongue twisted. You need to say that.
Something.
Because people are going to react. If you know that people are gonna react, then you need to react.
Yeah.
You know? If you
be proactive.
If you fart on a newscast, okay? I didn't fart. But if you fart on a newscast, you need to claim that stuff. I forget what it was. I don't think it was this season, but it was last season. There was a coach that got up on the podium. He, you know, he was like talking and stuff, and he farted. He's like, oh,
frogs on a motorcycle.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
That happened.
Exactly. But, you know, we're going to take 1 minute time. I wrote to my friends. We're streaming live on Facebook. We want to hear from you. Let us know. Get on Facebook, everybody. We're on Facebook. We're on the app. Let us hear from you. And I think, oh, wow. My wife joined, so now I really got to watch what I say.
Hey, Mrs. H-Train.
Yes. But that's what I believe. There's just no excuse for it.
Well, I think if you do say that word so casually, then you say it every day. Well, you say it often.
Yeah.
And so this should be something that's punished. Like, so the last thing, I didn't see that she was fired. I saw that she was suspended.
I defend her.
You defend her, DJ?
Yeah, she did not say the end, but we all know she flubbed. She made a terrible flub, and it just sounded very familiar to something.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't even see the piece yet. Like, well, I literally haven't even seen it.
That's what I was getting ready to do. I'm gonna try something
DJ
here.
DJ said, "Get off his girl's back."
Well, I'm going to, give me the, you know what? Send me the link to the video in our forum. I'll copy and I'll paste it on the browser.
Yeah, that'd be interesting if we could see it like real time right now. Because again, I haven't even seen it. Like, I haven't even. The entire internet's been blowing up about it. And I'm so just like, okay. I'm
DJ
gonna
right
stay
now
away from
this is. DJ right now is going to his Facebook, and you know, I tell you what, I can probably do. I could probably, because I posted it on my wall. I could probably like go to the website and post it. Now that I think about it, I'm still learning. What can I say, people?
I can't hear.
Right, you can't hear it because I don't have it, and I haven't set it up yet. But we're gonna do it now.
Like someone, she said it. I heard it.
Okay. So here we go.
Oh my God!
Pretty much, right?
Until the entire internet is today.
See, let me rewind that again. Did you hear that? Listen.
Yeah, it seems like he was just the kind of athlete, the kind of star that was perfectly cast on the Los Angeles Lakers community. If I can ask you to stay with us, we're gonna go to Bill Roden. He's joining me.
I heard Nakers.
Did you really? Okay.
I heard Nakers.
All right.
I'll give her that. I mean, so
it like, did seem like she tried to correct herself.
Yeah, and then she immediately said Lakers right after that.
Okay.
She immediately said Lakers right after that. So I mean, I'm gonna give it to her. Like, I don't think she tried to say it, because I mean she was sounding sweet and sincere in what she was saying previously before she said Lakers, I believe. And I don't know, it's a hard one. Like, and then she immediately rebutted it by saying Lakers as soon as she got done saying that. Because you could, like, hear it in her voice. She was, like, trying to figure out what word to say, and then Lakers just came out. And then she was like, Lakers. And I don't know. That's up for internet debate.
Yeah, and that's the reason.
Which it's been.
Well, so we play the video, and this is what we're going to do, because there's some people telling me that they couldn't hear it on the app. They can hear it on our Facebook stream.
Okay.
And that's okay, because our volume's kind of down. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to paste the link in the Facebook thing so that you can at least go to it. You can hear the video. And you can decide for yourself.
Make your own decision.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't listen to the hype. Listen to it.
Because first, the video is very low anyways. Yeah. So I can see why it probably wouldn't come up on Sam's. How are we doing with time, DJ? Wrap it up? Okay, so we're getting ready to wrap it up, everybody. We're going to go on. It's another music break, right? Yeah, we're going to go on another music break, and when we come back, it is the interview of the week with Honor and Remember. Trust me, you don't want to miss this. Stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the AIDS Train Show.
the Great American Podcast with my partner John Piricello, and I am now on the H Train Show.
All right, everybody, and we are back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H Train Show. Smitty and me and Sweet Chocolate in the house.
Hi.
Hello.
Choo-choo.
Hello. it is that time where I have the gracious honor to talk with a nonprofit. We call this segment basically nonprofit shark share, and I'll leave it to it, everybody. So here we go. All right, everybody, and we are back, and you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H Train Show. So, everybody, we have a real great treat. This is pretty much the first interview with a nonprofit that we've done for 2020. So this next caller, she's on the line. She should feel very proud and excited that she's the first one. Ladies and gentlemen, her nonprofit has went across my desk, and I've known her for a while. Her and her husband helps out with a nonprofit that I help out as much as I can with the Honor Bell Foundation, and I have great pleasure to introduce to you Jennifer Earp. Jennifer, thank you for taking the time away from your busy schedule. You know, it's funny I say that, and who is waiting for who, you know? stupid traffic. But thank you so much for being on the show. I can't wait. I'm real tickled that I know you and your nonprofit went across my desk.
Well, thanks, Joel. I appreciate your time and appreciate what you do for all the veterans out there. And it's an honor for us to be the first interview of 2020. Thanks for having fun.
Hey, you are so very, very welcome. Now, Jennifer, I don't know, was you military or, like, did you start this nonprofit? What inspired you to either get this started or, you know, volunteer time? Kind of tell us about that and, you know, give us the format.
Sure. So I'm a mill brat myself. Brothers in the Navy. My husband, Dave, as you know, served in the Army, and he retired at the end of 15. We've been volunteering with a couple of different veteran service organizations, and in January of 2018, one of our Gold Star Mom friends had posted something about America's Run for the Fallen, and that she was disappointed that she couldn't be at her son's hero marker in Oklahoma. So we didn't know anything about Run for the Fallen, and so we reached out to her and asked what we could be of service to her for, and offered to go stand in proxy for her at her son Christopher's mile marker in Oklahoma. After speaking with the run coordinator, who's now a dear friend of mine, and then subsequently the founder of Honor and Remember, George Lutz, we were just blown away by the magnitude of what America's Run was doing and accomplishing. So we jumped on board and volunteered for America's Run in 18, and we went out to California for the second weekend of it. We went to Oklahoma, and we're able to be there for a couple of days, Battle Buddies, and do Christopher's Mile. And then we took the family and went to the conclusion of it out in Arlington and knew then that we had to start a chapter here in Colorado to honor all the fallen here from our state. So last January, we started that chapter and had the first Colorado Run for the Fallen in September on the 13th and 14th. And this year, we will be starting at Fort Carson on 9/11, coming to the Air Force Academy that evening, and then Saturday the 12th, we will start the Air Force Academy and in Castle Rock. On the 13th, we will start in Castle Rock in the morning and conclude with the closing ceremonies at Fort Logan. And the Honor Bell will be there, as you mentioned. My husband is the director for Bell Honors with the Honor Bell.
So, the this honor run that you guys do, I just learned aspect of it because our treasurer for MBR, he's actually on the board of the honor run. I'm not saying the full name, I'm kind of shortening it up, but he's on the board. Robert Waples. We have to call him.
He'll be joining our chapter this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to call him Bob and not Robert, or we owe him a free meal. and, you know, he just started, and he was talking to me about this run that I've never been on before. So, can you, for somebody that's never done it before, can you kind of paint the picture and explain, like, what does a participant go through when they start? I mean, is it just like a normal run kind of thing, or can you go more into detail kind of explaining it for us?
Sure, of course. So the format follows the format that America's Run had, and that is stopping at mile markers, so they're placed approximately a mile apart, and calling off the names of the fallen that correlate to that marker. For America's Run, it was a date correlation, starting with the attack on the USS Cole and progressing across the country, reaching Arlington to present time, honoring those who have fallen during the global war on terror. We start at Fort Carson and have several markers there, and then throughout the town of Colorado Springs, so the runners will run. They carry four flags. They carry the flag of the United States, of course. They carry the state of Colorado flag. They carry the honor and remember flag for fallen military, and they carry the honor and sacrifice flag for fallen first responders. And we have names that correlate to each of the mile markers. They will also carry a small set of stick flags that they will hand out to any waiting Gold Star families, those friends of the fallen that are at that marker. So they run, approach the marker, come to attention. The names are called off. They present arms. They then comfort the family or whoever happens to be there, and then they carry on. Very emotionally intense, and it's truly inspiring to a lot of us who are involved with it. You know, the old saying that a man dies twice, once with his last breath, and again, when the last time his name is called and it's our mission, that there is no step left, that these fallen will always be remembered.
That's great. This sounds like... It would be very emotional and inspirational the whole day. Now, is this something that is donation-wide to the public? Is it free to the public? Because I know, like, when you go and place flags on the graves or the reefs on the graves, used to, that didn't cost anything. But now... Now you have to have tickets or whatever you call it. I was kind of floored by that by this year, that they're starting to charge for that aspect. How do they get involved with this run, and how much is it, or is it donation based? I'm just finding out about this now. That's the reason why I'm asking.
Sure. No, those are all great questions. I'm not sure what other organizations are doing or what they're not doing. It's not admission or ticketed. The end-of-day ceremonies are open to everyone and anyone to come and participate and show their gratitude and represent that grateful nation that these Gold Star families were promised. And to run, we have a core team of runners, and they are not. It's not a fee to sign up or participate. We do raise funds, and we're all volunteers. So there's more information that'll be coming on the Facebook page. It's Colorado Run for the Fallen. There's Colorado Honor and Remember page as well. Our website's currently being updated with this year's information.
Yeah, and that sounds like it. Everybody's website is always being updated because there's just, right.
Evolving, ever-changing.
Right, exactly. There's just so much going on, and sometimes it's just really hard to, like, okay, stop and sit there and fight WordPress, because WordPress is like working on a Mac computer. It's not exactly the user friendly kind of technology. But this sounds great. I was really surprised that I hadn't heard about this until my friend Bob said something about it. We're definitely wanting to get more involved in this cause this year. So me and you will definitely have to keep in contact and keep our connections open, talking about it. So that people can volunteer or participate, and you already said something about the website. Let's take a little social media break and let them know, what your social media handles are and what your website is, so that if they're interested, they can look for further information.
Sure. You can find us on Facebook. And that's it. Colorado Run for the Fallen, and also Colorado Honor and Remember, or Honor and Remember Colorado Chapter. And our website is colorado.runforthefallen.org.
Okay. All right. That's great. The other question that I had was, with a lot of nonprofits, they have, let's say they have, like, guidelines, like, you can't participate or you can't be a part of it unless you have a certain rating with the VA or something like that. My assumption is with this organization, you don't have to have any kind of rating. You probably don't even have to serve. If you're wanting to help out in any way or form, there's an open invitation for that.
As far as the chapter goes, spreading awareness and getting the flag out, of course, this is a national symbol of honor and remembrance. That's for everyone, for all of us. It's our way to say that we will never forget. We are grateful. It's our way to say thank you. So this is for everyone, for all of us.
Awesome. And how many runs do you have throughout the year? Is it just one, or is there several runs? And if you've already mentioned that, I'm sorry if I missed that. But I was just wondering, how many runs do you guys plan on through the year?
So each state chapter, so the flag itself has been adopted as the state symbol of honor and remembrance in 26 states. Not all of those states have a chapter, and there are states that have chapters where the flag hasn't been adopted. So Colorado, we don't have the state legislation in place for this flag, but we have a chapter here, and we also have a run. There's chapters throughout the country. Some have runs and some don't. Each state that does have a run does one per year. And we had 10 state runs last, I believe, this year.
Outstanding, outstanding. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It is that time to shine. Jennifer, maybe I didn't ask you that right question or set you up for that right answer, and there's something more that you want to add to this interview so that our listeners are aware of the great things that you are doing and the great things that you guys are working on. This is your 2-minute platform to say whatever you would like to say that we did not add to this interview.
Thanks, Joel. Thanks for allowing me to take up some time on your show. It's been an honor and a privilege to be the first nonprofit interview for 2020. We're excited. We're looking forward to this year to presenting flags to Gold Star families, raising awareness, and having our 2020 Colorado Run for the Fallen.
That's,
thanks a lot. I appreciate you.
That's great. And, you know, that's one of the questions that I didn't even ask, and I'm glad that you brought that up, that it's not just the run. You guys have many programs going on through the year. So, listeners, if you are in the area and you're listening to this, look out on your Facebook. Make sure you join Honor. And remember, they've got a run coming up. And you just heard Jennifer say that, you know, they don't just do runs. They give flags. They take care of our Gold Star families. And, you know, I hold Gold Star families really to the top because you know, they've given so much. They've given their child, you know, they've given their child to the U.S., yes. You know what I meant. So
the least we can do is to say thank you, right?
Exactly.
The very least we can do.
Exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is, that's it for the interview. We are getting ready to go on a music break. But remember, if you missed this interview, you can check it out on our podcast. Once again, we've been talking with Jennifer Earp. She is the chapter director of Colorado for Honor and Remember. All right, everybody, and we are back. You're not only listening to the best radio station in the world, but you're listening to MBR Radio and Sky Blue Radio and a bunch of others. Sweet Chocolate and Smitty, they're doing some paperwork for coming up for the next segment, which is a 2-minute warning. But ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It is tribute to the troops.
Tribute to Troops, sponsored by High Style and XP, custom quality furnishings and gifts with attitude.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
With this week's tribute to the troops to honor Charles Albert Williams Sr., 92, of Fayetteville, Georgia, who passed away on November 30th, 2019. Williams served in World War II. The H-Train Show send our thoughts and prayers to William's family and friends during this difficult time.
All right, everybody, we're back. We had a little bit of I don't know what happened, but the picture it wasn't showing. But thank you so much, Brandy, for that tribute. But it is that time, everybody. We're gonna go on a music break, and when we come off that music break, we're going to hit right into the two-minute warning. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the Ace Train Show. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for watching. We will be right back. Because of copyrights and user agreements, we cannot play music via Twitch, via YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. So if you would like to listen to music, feel free to go to our website, www.mbradio.us. That's www.mikebravoradio.us. You can download the phone app. The links are on there for Android and iTunes. But please keep watching. We are the best station for today's music and today's connections to help our military transition to the civilian life. We'll be right back. We promise. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for watching. We will be right back. Because of copyrights and user agreements, we cannot play music via Twitch, via YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. So if you would like to listen to music, feel free to go to our website, www.mbradio.us. That's www.mikebravoradio.us. You can download the phone app. The links are on there for Android and iTunes. But please keep watching. We are the best station for today's music and today's connections to help our military transition to the civilian life. We'll be right back. We promise. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for watching. We will be right back. Because of copyrights and user agreements, we cannot play music via Twitch, via YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. So if you would like to listen to music, feel free to go to our website, www.mbradio.us. That's www.mikebravoradio.us. You can download the phone app. The links are on there for Android and iTunes. But please keep watching. We are the best station for today's music and today's connections to help our military transition to the civilian life. We'll be right back. We promise. All right, and we are back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H Train Show, and we had a great show today. Let's recap, shall we? And I don't know if my levels are too high or what, but it's like hitting the distortion, I think. There we go. I got a commanding voice, unfortunately.
We have a problem.
Exactly. Okay, so just to recap today, if you missed this show, that's all right. The podcast will be open after the show ends tonight. But we had a great segment of Anything Possible with Smitty. Hopefully, you learned some stuff. And me and Smitty was talking outside while we was doing our nasty habit. And we were talking, and, you know, I think that we would eliminate a lot of the dog strays if we could encourage other people to listen to the Anything's Possible so that you can train your dogs. So make sure that you share this podcast, this stream, to friends that have dogs especially.
Absolutely.
Then we had a great interview with Honor and Remember. I hope you learned something. Jennifer Erb, a special person. Then, on top of that, our What the Moment was the individual that said the N-word during broadcast. Make sure that if you didn't see that, we posted the video on our page. And last but not least, it is the 2-minute warning.
Five, four, three, two, one. We have ignition. Strength.
The 2-minute warning. 2-minute warning. Won't we win today?
Okay, so real quick, because we're running out of time. Smitty, what did you learn today?
Ooh, what did I learn today? I hope you guys learned something today, and all the viewers out there that learned something about dog training.
Yeah.
Or how dogs think. I hope everybody learned something about that today.
Yes. And we not now know. I learned that we should never say anything about poop. Because she gags.
I don't have a gag reflex.
This again.
Just stating a fact.
Sweet Chocolate, what did you learn today?
I actually learned a lot about the dogs. Just saying that the different collars. I think I'm going to buy my dog a e-collar.
Let me know. I know a guy who owns a company.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Well, last but not least, what I learned today was Honor and Remember, it's not just a nonprofit. It's an excellent run, and I'm sure you could probably walk, but I don't think that we appreciate enough about the sacrifice that soldiers have done. So having a run to go from one grave site to another grave site, I think that's amazing.
Pretty interesting. I kind of want to do that eventually.
Yeah, I think we should all do it as a team.
Yeah.
We're gonna run, right?
I don't know. Walk.
I'll run.
Our time is out of here, and I forgot my sheet. Kick it, DJ. That's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. And remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast of this radio show is available right after the show goes off the air tonight and streaming on Facebook. But remember, we're here for you, not for us.
Giving
veterans a voice.